بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رجلا قال يا رسول الله إني أريد أن أسافر فأوصني. قال عليك بتقوى الله والتكبير على كل شرف. فلما ولى الرجل قال اللهم اطوي له البعد وهون عليه السفر. رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that a man said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I wish to go on a journey, so give me some advice. So Rasulullah some advised him the following. So he said, عَلَيْكَ بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ, yani hold on to the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Keep it binding upon yourself. And the second thing is, وَالتَّكْبِيرَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَرَفٍ. Every time you go onto a hill or an incline, then you should say Allahu Akbar. And we discussed the other ahadith yesterday regarding this. So two advices Rasul gives him. Number one, to have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep it binding upon him. He should adhere to it, cling onto it. And he should say Allahu Akbar on every incline. When the man turned to leave, Rasulullah then gives him a dua and tells him, or makes dua to Allah Ta'ala for him, and he says, Allahumma atwi lahu al-bu'da wa hawwin alayhi safar. O Allah, shorten his distance for him and make the journey easy for him. So a person goes on a journey. The journey is very long at times. Here Rasulullah Sallam is saying, O Allah, make the journey shorter for him. Some ulama say Rasulullah SAW literally meant that Allah must make the journey shorter for him. Sometimes the earth folds up for the person. But most of them have mentioned what is the meaning of Rasulullah SAW's dua. That, oh Allah, make the journey shorter for him, meaning make it easy for him. He mustn't feel very tired by the time he ends of the journey. It's as though his journey was very quick and it was short. Even though it may have been a long journey, but oh Allah, fold the distance for him. In other words, make it easy for him. Make him reach with ease and not very long. And oh Allah, make the journey easy for him. Hawwin alayhi asafar. In other words, it should be a comfortable journey. Not a journey full of difficulties and hardships and misery. So important, the person is going on a journey. Then he should have with him the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times, person is going for a holiday with the family, or is going alone somewhere. Then he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Rasulullah SAW reminds us that we should have the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. On Abi Musa al-Ashari radiallahu ta'ala nuqal, kunna ma'an nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi safarin, fakunna idha ashrafna ala wadin, hallalna wa kabbarna, wa artafa'at aswatuna. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الناس اربعوا على أنفسكم فإنكم لا تدعون أصم ولا غائبا إنه معكم إنه سميع قريب. متفق عليه. هذا أبو موسى أشعري رضي الله عنه says that we were with رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم on a journey, and we would say لا إله إلا الله and الله أكبر whenever we climbed the valley. So whenever there was an incline, and then we would say Allahu la ilaha illallah and Allahu Akbar. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he says, وَارْتَفَعَتْ أَصْوَاتُنَا, and when we said Allahu Akbar, when we said la ilaha illallah, our voices were raised. We said it very loudly. So Rasulullah advised us. He said, O people, irba'u ala anfusikum. Be kind and soft to yourselves. Do not be hard. Do not scream. You are not shouting, you are not calling out a being that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is deaf or absent. Allah ta'ala is not deaf. Innahu sami'un qareeb. Allah ta'ala is all hearing, he is close. Therefore, when we are saying this Allahu Akbar, then we should do it in a moderate tone, in a dignified manner. We shouldn't be screaming and shouting. Allah ta'ala is all hearing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more closer to us than our jugular vein. So when you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dhikr also, and when you read these masnoon duas, especially when you say Allahu Akbar and La ilaha, a person should not scream and say it very loudly. You should say it in a moderate tone. And these are the simple, beautiful teachings of Rasulullah SAW going on a journey. Beautiful duas to be read some masnoon azkar, simple as La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, as we climbing up, when we coming down, Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah.